The Dodgers looking to complete a series sweep Sunday in San Diego. They welcome back their manager, Dave Roberts, after serving a one-game suspension Saturday. Bottom of the first, though, the Padres would have an answer with Manuel Margot at the plate.
3-2, Margot with a fly ball, left center field. A long run for Peterson. He is back at the wall, and it's gone, a home run for Manuel Margot. His fifth of the year and the 11th surrendered by Maeda. The Padres take a 1-0 lead. And the 2-0. Little looper behind third base. Sprinting over is Seager. And Turner, it was Seager who made a backhanded stab. It was Shaves out of the Harlem Globetrotters. What a catch. Corey Seager.
Seager was playing up the middle to begin with. He had a long run, but it's easier to come at the angle than it is to go directly behind you that Turner had to do. And it was a backhanded catch. He checked the glove. The ball was in the glove. A ho-hummer.
Here's the 0-1. Well hit to left center field. A long run for Peterson and for Taylor. Neither's going to get it. In the score is Perella. And Margot is at second base with a double. And now the Padres have a 4-0 lead. Perella. Lines a base hit into center field. That was a good-looking swing. Run on its way home. Safe. At the plate is Torrens. Throw from Peterson a little bit late. And the Padres have a 5-0 lead. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Ninth inning. Mora delivers. Ground ball to first. And it's bobbled by Sanchez, but he still has the presence of mind to flip it to Mora. And that will end the game. So the Dodgers come up short.
San Diego gets five good innings from starter Yolish Chacin en route to a 5-3 victory over the Dodgers on Sunday. Chacin allows no runs, four hits, three walks. He strikes out six, and he improves to 7-7. Sunday's start was the seventh straight with three or fewer earned runs allowed for Chacin. The Dodgers can't complete the sweep as their comeback falls short. They lose in San Diego 5-3. Afterwards, here's manager Dave Roberts.
You know, just to see that that attack mode we talked about and kind of, you know, pitching with a purpose and, you know, going hard from the first pitch. I don't know if he didn't feel comfortable out there, you know, mechanically, physically. But it just wasn't, you know, what we'd seen in his last outings. And again, I don't like to just use the radar gun as the barometer, but I think that there is something to just attacking. And I think that, you know, not that he's trying to hang breaking balls or changeups, but, you know, there were a lot of pitches that backed up and were, you know, big part of the plate. And you have a lot of two-out hits today, extra base, a base open. For the four guys that were named, very excited and well-deserved. But for Alex and JT, very disappointed and surprised. And, you know, I think that every year there's, I guess they call them snubs. But, you know, when you're looking at the best team in the National League and you're looking at a guy that's got 1,000 OPS, hitting close to 390, and another guy who's 9-0 with a 1.6 and doesn't make the All-Star team, it's kind of ludicrous.
What Maeda seemed to have turned it around in June. What was he doing then that he isn't doing today?
I think it was just a little bit of just, you know, from the first pitch. And again, I don't like to just use the radar gun as the barometer, but I think that there is something to just attacking. And I think that, you know, not that he's trying to hang breaking balls or changeups, but, you know, there were a lot of pitches that backed up and were, you know, big part of the plate. And you have a lot of two-out hits today, extra base, a base open. And so situation where, you know, you have margin, but, you know, they cast you when they had opportunities.
Are there any injury concerns about him right now?
No. You know, he does a great job of taking care of himself and staying in good shape. So, and as far as the arm, the body, I haven't heard anything.
After a day off Monday, the Dodgers host Arizona Tuesday.